our VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We are on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on the front page of our prn.fm or later on the front page of our website, which is vacinfo.org. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty here, but nothing we cannot handle. We were going to have the guest that we had on the week before last and replayed last week, Linda. She was going to be actually introducing the show, but for some reason, we're not able to get her on at this second, so I'll go ahead and get started here. When she comes on, if she comes on, we will add her in. But in the meantime, we are going to continue on with the unbelievable things that are happening in our life like right now for the vaccine-injured nation. Children, of course, but I think we've made clear on all of our past shows, every label there is out there, the cancer epidemic, which is, I think, one in every 2.5 people today. Fibromyalgia. We have a little girl right now, a 7-year-old with diabetes. All cellular malfunctions, which, of course, are derived from vaccine injury, we have very divinely been shown. And we are starting over in Ixtapa, Mexico, it looks like. Starting the company that is going to allow us to help many people, many very sick people. We're actually creating the International Healing Solutions over here in Ixtapa, Mexico, where we have an unbelievable, used to be a timeshare resort for the last 15, 20 years, and now from an assisted living location that they were going to be signing contracts to. Jose and Hugo changed it over. The owners of the Ixtapa Palace are changing it over to International Healing Solution to help many, many, many people that are in desperate need. We're contacted, you know, not only from many parents that have, you know, sick children, but adults dealing with diseases they can't get answers to reverse. And my husband, Gary Tunsky, we have introduced you to many of his shows and his wisdom on the simplicity of the body's innate ability, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. The body is able to heal itself. And unfortunately, because the drug companies fund the medical schools and write their textbooks, they don't believe in that. They don't believe the body has the innate ability. And this is clearly what we show people. We see cancer go away. If you go to the treatment link of our vacinfo.org website, you can watch an 18-minute video of Marcus, who was given 6 months to live. We've interviewed him in the past. We'll probably be re-showing his interview next week because I'll be flying back from Mexico into L.A. and then L.A. back into Florida. But anyway, the body, again, knows what to do, and this is what we're going to be teaching so many of the misinformed masses. The one disease repackaged 40,000 different ways, my husband teaches very simplistically, is all the same. There's one disease repackaged, and that one disease is cellular malfunction. And the body's made up of cells. When they malfunction, we malfunction. And of course, the drug companies have lots of money and drugs and vaccines and everything else that they conclude helps those, that process, and just makes us sicker because it's more toxins. And what my husband teaches is really simple: that every cellular malfunction, the two causes are compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies. So, and then usually stress, of course, is what kicks it in and is the match to the fire, per se, where it, you know, kicks in. Stress is usually the fuel that starts the cellular malfunction label the drug companies come up with, even cancer. They've been finding in congressional hearings years ago, Congressman Burton found the SV40 simian virus number 40 even in cancer tumors, which is not, you know, like I said, every other person practically today. From the animal viruses they used to make the vaccinations, the SV40, he was finding simian virus number 40, meaning the 40th monkey virus found. So for sure, vaccines, we teach very clearly and simplistically, is that the compounding start within 3 hours of birth, really even before that. We've been vaccinating since the late 1700s. So, you know, generational vaccine damage is going on here. This is why multiple sclerosis, cystic fibrosis, all these babies born without fingers and toes and everything else going on in this world is caused from generational vaccine damage. And then the things you eat, you breathe, you drink on top of that, eventually there's a payday. And they have a label and lots of money-making treatments to fix that label or suppress that label or, you know, snip the wire to the blinking oil light, my husband teaches clearly, instead of putting oil in your engine. Now, here at the Ixtapa Palace, here at the International Healing Solutions that we're starting over here, it's going to be more for, really for everybody from zero to 150 or however old we get today, showing them and teaching them how to, you know, clean up their cells. Because like my husband teaches, it's like trying to eat a meal with your hand over your mouth. Our cells are caked with toxins. You've been injecting, eating, and breathing, your whole life. Your cells can't absorb. You know, our scans show dehydration in people that literally drink gallons of water a day. We have a quantum physics scanner that shows dehydration in people that drink lots, but their cells are not absorbing because that hand's over their mouth. The cells are caked with toxins. So what we're going to be teaching people when they come here is how to take that hand out from over the mouth, how to strip the cells, the liver, the gallbladder, the lymph, the blood, the colon, you know, simultaneously a deep, deep scrub brush cellular cleanse, 21 days to show, you know, to help them learn how to get those toxins, you know, out of the cells. And then, of course, the insufficiencies. Remember, compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies is what we teach. So always phase one, we're going to show people, as we do now, you know, in the privacy of their own home. But there's many people that can't do it on their own. They're too sick. You know, ALS, let's say my dad died from Parkinson's. Cancer, fourth stage terminal cancer. You know, some people just aren't, they don't have the ability to do it on their own. So this is going to be a place for them and children too, that the parents are able to come, because we are going to be obviously having to charge, you know, a fee for it, for the staff and everything. But this fee is going to be a quarter of the price of what most healing centers are. We did a radio show in Russia with a Russian cancer clinic. And they were literally charging $80,000 a month. And most people can't afford that, you know. So we're going to be having different packages. I'm not the business person, but Marcus, our cancer survivor, he's going to be the general manager here. And he's came up with some packages like a silver, gold, and a platinum package. Of course, the platinum will be including more things, massages and stuff, and just extra bonuses if they choose. But the basic package is going to be, you know, $15,000 for 3 weeks or a $20,000 for the month. But this is going to be including all the treatment, separate treatment areas that my husband has learned over the years of, you know, 30 years of reversing the cancer process. He's developed, you know, much wisdom on different mechanical devices that expedite cleaning up the cells and kicking in that self-healing doctor. So we will have the basic package, or all the packages for that matter, is going to be including the different equipment that Gary's come up with, ozone, the ST8, the Soki bed with HTE, which is a unbelievable device, the Qi machine that wiggles you like a fish. It's awesome. I'm in love with it, actually. We have one ourselves. And the Soki bed has three of the far infrared hot houses over it. It's a massage table with an MP3 player, and then the Qi machines at the bottom of the massage table, and the three infrared hot houses, or infrared emitters, they're called. And they're the only ones, we were taught by an engineer, that it's the only ones that are not emitting radiation, because all the far infrared saunas, we've been told, are emitting radiation except for these HTE far infrared emitters. So the Soki bed's going to be part of the treatment here in Mexico, as well as many other devices. That's not really my forte as far as understanding all the different equipment, but it's going to be a rotating line for people that come, you know, every hour to be able to get treatment, as well as, you know, cleansing their temple. Because always phase one, Gary teaches, is the stripping of the cells. And he teaches that the first week, it actually, you know, addresses the blood, the fluids of the body. And then the second week is when it actually goes into the organs. But then the third week is when you have to reach the cells, the third week. So we are definitely going to be holding their hand and taking them through the whole process of making their juices, because Gary likes to jumpstart the cleanse with just juicing. So the first 3 days, or really the night before you start, is specifically the beginning of the cleanse. So by the third evening, you're just doing juicing. So the first day is, you know, a juice in the morning, a juice in the afternoon, and a juice in the evening. And it's going to be a combination, not like a green nasty juice. Organic vegetables, of course. Our basic recipe is carrot, cucumber, celery, because that gives you the most quantity of liquid in the juice. And then, of course, add the leaves of the trees the scripture talks about are for the healing of the nation. Collard greens, spinach, kales, chards. We let them add beet in there to sweeten it up a little bit. And really the key to all of it to me is the lemon. We actually have them juice lemon, and I like garlic with it. The combination of the lemon with the garlic really kind of blends the bitterness of the greens. And they're really tasty. Children like my juices. So they're tasty, tasty juices, but it's cleaning your cells, because the juicer's doing your body's job. The juicer's actually allowing the organs to rest and just absorb the nutrients from the leaves of the trees. So that's why you don't want to do smoothies during phase one, the cleansing of the temple, the stripping of the cells. You want to just do the pure liquids, because as our products are stripping them and taking the hand out from over the mouth, you're putting all the nutrients into the cells. I mean, we see diabetes go away, you know, within the cleanse. Blood pressure reverses. Even ALS, we had a patient from Canada that came to us on an oxygen tank and everything. His lungs were shutting down, and he wasn't able to feed himself, wasn't able to, you know, shuffle cards, wasn't able to play with the grandchildren. 11 days into our cleanse, 11 days, his wife emailed me and told me he was starting to feed himself again. So again, the body knows what to do. It's really simple here. And that's what we're going to be showing people how to do, and holding their hand and actually doing it for them here at the International Healing Solutions. Showing them how to strip the cells and give the nutrients to the cells. And then we'll lead them and introduce them to, in the basic package, the silver package, will be, because the 21-day cleanse is the phase one to strip the cells. And sometimes it could last longer. If they're really, really, really toxic, we can't do the full dose that we would normally do, like our manual says. They would have to do more of a, you know, half the dose, or even sometimes even less than half, and then work up to the full dose. So that cleanse might even go for the full 30 days in some people. But generally, if they're able to do the 21-day cleanse, then it would be a introduction to our phase two program. And our phase two program is cellular restoration, to start restoring the cells. Let's use the example of the 7-year-old diabetic little girl that's on insulin right now. Right now, she's stripping her cells. Her mother has her cleaning up her cells and getting the toxins out of her cells. And just 3 days into it, her mother called me and said, "You would not believe what's coming out of my daughter." So we're cleaning up her cells now, but then phase two is going to consist of restoring her beta cells. Because remember, her cellular malfunction is a beta cell malfunction. And from the vaccines, of course, she's been compromised. Her pancreas has been compromised. And she is not producing the way that it was designed to produce, the beta cells. So phase two will be the restoration of her beta cells. And this is with every, you know, disease label, Gary calls them. You know, they're all the same. And you know, phase two is going to be showing people how to restore. And here at the International Healing Solution, we'll be introducing them to that to continue on their own at home. Because obviously, you know, 50, 60 years or 30 or 40 years, however long they're alive, of accumulating toxins can't be reversed in just 21 days or in 1 month. I mean, this is something that requires a lifestyle change. We can't live on McDonald's and sugars and all the food that, you know, the propaganda machines promote and expect to continue surviving in this world. I mean, this stuff is Franken food. This stuff is plastic food. And so we have to kind of show them how to change their lifestyle. And then even, you know, if they want to continue even with some of the equipment, we can build home treatment centers for them, which is what we have been doing up until now. My husband, again, has been doing this for 30 some years, and he literally, you know, builds home treatment centers for them where they can continue it on a regular basis instead of having to get in their car and go somewhere and, you know, pay a lot of money to do whatever, saunas or whatever it is. And we'll have all that here for them and then introduce them to things that are not so expensive to be able to take home with them and continue. And then, of course, teach them how to have that lifestyle change, because phase three of my husband's method of badness is a cellular maintenance, you know, maintaining the cells and changing that lifestyle and feeding the cells the food that it needs to continue surviving in this world, because we can't live in a plastic bubble. I mean, come on, let's be real people. You can't just separate yourself from the chemtrails and the people shedding their vaccines. I mean, the flu shot alone, I think it sheds for like 17 days. You know, you're around somebody that gets a flu shot, then if your immune system's compromised, if your cells are compromised, you're going to get the flu, the laboratory-made flu. And again, I had to learn all this just to remind everybody, through the death of my first child, Casey, I was as ignorant as everybody out there, told her dad that I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my daughter. So we're all victims until we learn, you know, until we learn how to allow the body to do what it's designed to do. The body knows what to do. So another thing I'm sure the audience is aware of is the drug companies, especially in the U.S., control the medical doctors. And I mean, you can't even say the word cure over there. And even Sherry Tenpenny and even Gary Null had warned us that they're going to be taking our freedom of speech away. And I heard that Sherry Tenpenny just said that they're literally taking every Facebook page that talks about the dangers of vaccinations, they're going to eliminate. So because the drug companies have such an authority in the U.S., that's something they lack here. Hallelujah. They lack that authority over here. You're able to say cure. We can literally promote we cure cancer, and they can't do anything about it. So that's why we very divinely have been led here to Ixtapa, Mexico, paradise, literally paradise. It's the old Mexico, we were told by a gentleman who decided to retire here last night. We were speaking with him, and he said he checked all over the world, you know, Costa Rica and Fiji and Belize and all these beautiful places to retire. And he said, out of all of them, I chose Ixtapa, Mexico, because he said that it was the old Mexico, you know, the pure-hearted people. There's so many. I'm sorry, the loud noises in the background. I'm walking outside because the internet's not the strongest here. So outside I have better AT&T reception. So sorry about the loud trucks in the background. But anyway, it's just going to be amazing, an amazing, amazing thing we can do for people here and all over the world for that matter. We can show people how and coach them through and, you know, slow them down if they're detoxing too fast, because nobody wants to have what's called Herxheimer's, where they're having headaches and flu-like symptoms and, you know, uncomfortableness. There's no reason to be uncomfortable. We use homeopathic spagyrics, they're called, from Germany in our cleanse. That's easier on the body, on the liver, on the gallbladder, on the kidneys, on the lymphs, the blood, and it slowly withdraws the toxins. And then our cleanse also contains... all the metals in the vaccinations, the mercury, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the antifreeze, the MSG, the polysorbate 80, the nagalase, the animal viruses, and on and on and on and on we have on the back of our card. So we've got to get that stuff out of the cells. And that's what the heavy metal chelator does. And then there's some other products my husband's formulated himself with MSM, sulfur-based colon cleanse that has oxygen in it, so it blows out that deep stuff, that mucosal lining, the stuff that just doesn't come out on regular bowel movements. We've got to get that stuff out of our colon. So our products assist in that. And then, of course, the leaves of the trees, the nutrition, is what's feeding the cells and able to kick in that self-healing doctor, as I mentioned. And that's the whole goal here, is to get the body to homeostasis, to, you know, work in the way our creator created it to do. I mean, our body knows what to do. And that's the whole meaning here, is to allow the body to work the way it was designed to work. And I know Progressive Radio Network and many, many people that's been speaking this message for a very long time know clearly that the body knows what to do and you can reverse it all. I mean, we see cancer go away. We see ALS go away. We see autism go away. Go away, literally. It's unbelievable how you can reverse these labels the drug companies are making all this money on. And, you know, and the whole meaning behind it all, of course, is money, the root of all evil, the love of money. They want us all on, you know, 10 minimal drugs, preferably 20, that suppress the immune system because it's more compounding toxins. Remember, Gary teaches compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies. Well, these drugs that the doctors put people on, they totally are just adding more toxins to the cells. So how can that possibly be therapeutic for them or healing to them? All it's doing is adding poison to poison. And Gary even teaches, I mean, even the names of the drugs tell you what they're doing. They're working against the body's self-healing doctor. I mean, you know, antibiotics. Anti means against. Bio means life. Against life. You should be taking probiotics, I have learned. Decongestants, protease inhibitors, channel blockers. They block the body's innate ability. So most people are so misinformed out there, including me as a victim, and most of us as victims, that we don't even see it right before our eyes. That they're telling us that they're working against the body's innate ability to heal itself just by the title of their drugs. So that's their goal. Their goal, because the root of all evil, the love of money, is put us all on drugs, give us our flu shot every year, you know, load us up with more compounding toxins so that we'll go running into the medical doctor's offices who are trained by the drug companies, people. I think all of us have made, anybody that's listening to this show or any previous shows on PRN, know that the drug companies fund the medical schools. They write their textbooks. So, you know, Gary uses the analogy in his book. They're taught to snip the wire to the blinking oil light on your car instead of showing you how to put oil in your engine. The body knows what to do. You have to clean it up so it works the way that it was designed to do and get the poisons out of the body. But to show you how off base they are right now, and this was kind of devastating to me and Gary a couple weeks ago, we had a 35-year-old man come to get our quantum SCIO scan, and he was in a wheelchair. He was currently doing chemotherapy because he didn't know any other way to address this. And he came to us for our scan, and when he came in, I actually run that scan for my husband because I'm a little more computer savvy, so I just do the 5-minute test, and then I print the screen, put it into a paint document, cut out the color, the butterflies and stuff, and put it to a Word document and print it for him. So he spends an hour and a half to 2 hours with people reading their book, I call it, 30 to 50 pages of cellular data, including a cancer panel. So I hook this guy up to the machine, and one of the straps, around your ankles and your wrists and your head, and one of the strap around the head, I had to be very careful because the oncologist that he was seeing had literally shaved the top of his head, and there were bandages when he came in on his, you know, rolling around in his wheelchair, and I had to put the strap around his forehead very gently. And then he informs us, what devastated me, that they are putting chemotherapy right into his pituitary of his brain. They are literally putting poison right into his brain. I can't even comprehend that. It's like, how can anybody possibly feel that that's going to help somebody to put poison right into their brain? And then he proceeds to tell us that his oncologist told him if he did not get the flu shot, that he couldn't start treatment. So now they're making him get his flu shot, and then they're now putting poison right into his brain, people. Tell me that is not straight from the pit of hell. Or Sherry Esch. Sherry Esch came to us about 6 months ago. She came to us on a Tuesday. She was supposed to start chemotherapy on Friday with breast cancer. She's one of her past shows. Listen to her story. She was starting chemotherapy on Friday. She pulled her shirt back a little bit and showed me the lump under her clavicle, right on the, you know, right above her heart, where she had allowed them to put a port to start chemotherapy on Friday. into her main artery of her heart is where there was going to be, that's where the chemotherapy was going to be going into. It is just insane. It has got to stop. It has got to stop. And I know this is why we've been very divinely led and protected to create this international healing solutions and Estapa Mexico. And we're already protected in the States. That was also extremely divine, setting up faith-based ministries that gives no jurisdiction to the powers that be, the owners of the drug companies, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. They have no authority, no authority. We work for the creator of the universe. They have no authority. And in the States, we have six faith-based ministries that we were even able to set up bank accounts for. I don't know if I've said this on any previous show, but this is pretty powerful because in the state of Florida, you can't open a business account. Wells Fargo told me when I first went there to open two of the accounts. This guy, Calvin at Wells Fargo, sitting behind the desk said, well, you signed up with SunBiz, right? And I'm like, no, I don't think I'm supposed to be doing that. And sure enough, I go back and call the gentleman, John Gilbert, who we've also interviewed. I think he was one of our second or third shows. If you go back in the archives on the front page on the little boy that's flexing his muscles belly, you can watch all of our previous shows or listen to all of our previous shows. And John Gilbert very divinely set us up. When I went to the bank and the guy Calvin said, SunBiz, I'm like, nope. And I leave and I call John and he's like, absolutely not. We are out of their jurisdiction. You are not tied into them at all because they're all tied in together. They're all controlled by the powers that be. So he said, you go back in that bank and you see that exact same person. And as soon as he says SunBiz again, dial my number and put me on the phone. So sure enough, I walk in there and I go back to Calvin. He said, okay, did you do SunBiz? And I'm like, no. And I dial John. And within 30 seconds, Calvin hangs the phone up and said, we found a way to work around it. Hallelujah. So we have six bank accounts now with Wells Fargo Bank. They're called 508C1As. They're completely out of the jurisdiction. All the powers that be do this. All the families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all those people, they all are, you know, already involved in these things. They know how to do whatever, but they keep us so dumbed down, we don't know how to do anything. The average person, we just think you have to go to the doctor every whatever and get your flu shot every year and eat your GMOs and take your poisons to add to those compounding toxicities and become a customer or a victim of the drug companies by, you know, worshiping our medical doctor, because that's what we do. We literally worship them. You know, we forget that we pay them. We act like they pay us. I mean, my mother's doctor literally slammed the door on her. After we lost Casey, she decided to not get her flu shot any longer because she knows the vaccines killed my baby girl, her granddaughter. So she chose not to get the flu shot. And she loved this doctor, supposedly. But as soon as she said, I'm not going to get the flu shot, he walked out and slammed the door. We forget that we could fire him. You know, when they told me with my son, because Casey was seeing this pediatrician, of course, when she was, but right before she passed, she was seeing a holistic pediatrician. But prior to that, she was seeing a mainstream pediatrician who was clueless. And he told me, because I had Corey, he was 20 months old when Casey passed away, or he was 20 months younger than her, excuse me. He was 2 years old, 2 years old when she passed away. But anyway, he told me that he could no longer treat my son unless I vaccinated him. Does that make any sense? Here we're paying them a salary, or not a salary, but money to go and see them. And then they're going to tell us they can no longer treat us. I mean, we have it so backwards, people. I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is like just think past your nose here. I mean, it's so archaic what we're allowing them to do. You know, putting chemotherapy into the pituitary, the brain, directly into the brain, and then forcing them to get a flu shot. You know, and this is not only that's what was kind of shocking to me when we saw this gentleman, because I knew that from Cherry months before that they were doing it into the heart, but I had no idea they were doing it into the brain directly. And about the flu shot, I didn't know that they were told that they couldn't start chemotherapy until he got his flu shot. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we're allowing them to get away with. It just literally blows my mind on how stupid I was. And it's not stupid, it's just misinformed. You know, the propaganda out there is so wrong, making us believe that they are God, literally, when they don't even believe in a creator. They're taught evolution in medical school. They're not taught that nutrition has anything to do with health. Meanwhile, the Bible clearly says the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation, that vegetables are for the sick. We see ALS go away in 11 days, or not ALS, but he started feeding himself again. To continue that story, after the 21 days, his whole family in Canada was so impressed with the results he got just in our 21-day cleanse that they all wanted us to come do a presentation up in Minot, North Dakota, because they lived in Canada, and they'd drive down from there and meet us there. And Gary's from Minnesota, so we flew into Minnesota to visit his family, drove over through Fargo, North Dakota, up to Minot, did a presentation for 20 or 30 of his family members. Then, of course, they all wanted our scan, so we stayed in town for a couple of weeks. Greg comes back for a rescan. He's off his oxygen tank. He is breathing on his own. While we're there for a couple of weeks doing his family, scanning his family, he goes back to the doctor that diagnoses him. The doctor comes out after testing him and says, "This is not possible. ALS does not go away," he says. In their realm, no, it doesn't go away. Because how are you going to poison someone into health? They told me when Casey, because Casey, if you remember my story from the first show, I might have mentioned this, maybe not. The first show we did, I kind of told her story, and she had mononucleosis Epstein-Barr virus, which Dr. John Martin taught me came from the monkey viruses and the vaccines, and we'll touch on that in a second. So she had the mono, and mono's not a deadly disease. Mono is just, you know, the kissing disease, we were told as a child. You get it from drinking from someone's water glass or whatever they used to say. But now I know it came from the animal viruses. Anyway, that's what she had the last 5 weeks. So about 3 weeks into that led into the secondary infection that they misdiagnosed and took her life 10 days after her fourth birthday. 3 weeks into her mono, I was bathing her one night, and her dad walked in, and we could see her ribs. He saw her ribs. And he's like, "She's losing weight." And, you know, mono is just good days, bad days. You know, it's not really like she would go to school one day, and then I'd keep her out the next day, because it's a very, like, a lethargic type of, you know, she'd be good and bad days, basically. She'd run fever one day, then she'd be fine the next day. So it's a very weird vaccine injury. But anyway, she's losing weight, we noticed. I called the top infectious disease specialist at Miami Children's Hospital, Dr. Otto Ramos. He's the one that diagnosed her with the Epstein-Barr virus. Top infectious disease specialist. I call him and I said, "Dr. Otto, my daughter's losing weight. Is that normal during mono?" He said, "Absolutely. Feed her Oreo cookies. Feed her ice cream. Feed her sugar, sugar, sugar." That's how clueless these doctors are. They have no idea that sugar feeds the cellular malfunction. Sugar feeds cancer. Sugar feeds these diseases, these labels, all the same. One label, remember, cancer is autism. Autism is diabetes. Diabetes is heart disease. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, all of it. It's all the same, my husband teaches. It's so simple. The body's made of cells, and when they malfunction, we malfunction, people. And there's only two causes to every single one of them, compounding toxins and compounding insufficiencies. So why would I feed my daughter more toxins, Oreo cookies and ice cream, when she's sick? You want to give nutrition to the cells. You want to get those poisons out of the cells. And that's what we're going to be doing here at the International Healing Solution. I'm so excited. I just can't tell you how divine these doors have opened, and maybe I will kind of tell you a little bit because it's just amazing. We have a little bit more time. Before I met Gary, actually it was around the time we met, I think it's about 15 years ago, I don't know exactly how long, but anyway, he was doing a project with a doctor, doing the pluripotent adult stem cells from your own hip, and they wanted Gary to kind of clean up the cells before they did all that. And they met this guy Jose. and his brother Ugo, who, as I mentioned before, they even made the machine to build the one brick at a time. That's how amazing these guys are. They made the machine to build the very first brick and built this palace, this Xtapa palace, one brick at a time. But anyway, they came back into our life 15 plus years later. They've already built this beautiful resort. They turned it into a timeshare. Like I said before, they were planning on doing assisted living. They had already did the brochures. They were getting ready to sign two contracts. They turned down $43 million to do what we're doing here now, which is the International Healing Solution. They have 250 rooms, 100 employees already. They're building a separate kitchen for us to do our juicing and our raw foods as we're cleaning up our patients. We're going to be having a section. We're not going to be directly connected to them because they'll still have the resort part of it, but we're going to be, and maybe that's just at the beginning, and we don't know where it's headed, but all I know is for now, we're going to have a separate section with a mountain, a big mountain in the middle of it, with a big slide for children, like one of those closed-in slides, huge, 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 for children to go into the pool that we're going to have with no chlorine, of course. We don't want toxins. We're trying to get toxins out of the cells, people. So we're going to have either mineral salts or ozone or, you know, something that's not going to be putting more toxins into the cells. But it's going to be a very healing environment. Eventually, once we get, you know, established and, you know, really have a big amount, a lot of people coming here, then we're going to be getting the IVs. We're going to have a medical doctor here from Mexico overseeing that, of course, whose eyes are opened. He knows that what he's been taught is wrong, and this is wonderful. So many doctors are waking up, and we just thank them so much. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, Sherry Tenpenny, Tony Bark, I can sit here and tell you a million. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Ed Yazbach, I can sit here and tell you a million. Maybe not a million, but many different medical doctors that are taking those medical brainwashed learning that they received in medical school, knowing something's wrong, you know? I mean, you can't just snip the wire to the blink of an oil light and expect the body to continue, you know, running the way that it was created to run. So we're going to have those doctors here monitoring IVs, and eventually I see even a trauma arm. Because even though we believe up until now that there is one time and one time only to go to the hospital, and that's when you're in a trauma situation, a car accident, a broken finger, I mean, your finger's cut off by a bandsaw or whatever, there is a trauma arm that we up until now have been agreeing with, but we have learned that there is a trauma arm for our Creator as well. Even when my daughter passed from bacterial meningitis, we were told by one of our researchers that if I would have given her vitamin C IV, that it could have reversed the bacterial meningitis. So this is just stuff people just don't know. So we'll be doing all that over here eventually, the IV ozone, the IV frankincense, the IV laetril, which is apricot seeds. That's illegal in the state of Florida, illegal in the U.S., mind you. Everything that heals the body, the drug companies have made illegal. Literally put people behind bars. Many, many, many natural doctors are behind bars or not even alive. I know three of them that they actually eliminated because they were such a threat to them. Dr. Bradstreet's one of them. He was reversing autism and cancer with the oral GC MAF. And they claimed that he shot himself in the heart and threw himself in the river. Go figure. Suicide. Dr. Andrew Molden, same thing. I did many presentations with him. He's the one that was showing the vaccines are causing the microvascular mini strokes. He taught my husband and I how to literally see these strokes happening in both adults and children. Taught us how to visually see their cheek flattened on one side and, or their lip, you know, sagging down or their eye sagging down. And Gary and I were like devastated once he taught us that because everybody had these symptoms, you know, it's like, wow, everybody's got vaccine injury going on. The microvascular mini strokes, they ended up somehow targeting him and in Canada and took his life. And I was told by my friend Mary that they literally put a yellow tape around his house and didn't allow anybody to do an autopsy. Okay, so he's no longer with us. And there's many more. I think about 90 of them have been taken out in the last couple of years. So, you know, medical doctors are a threat to them. Even Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, we have on our front page of the website, the death threats that she received. She was the nephrologist that after three people with kidney failure, she found out, had received the flu shot. They had perfect kidneys, and then they got the flu shot and had kidney failure. She started asking questions to the hospital she was whatever of, you know, making $300,000 a year, top nephrologist. And she starts just questioning the flu shot. And, of course, everybody denied it. No way, no way, no way. It's a sacred cow. And then she started getting ostracized, and she ended up walking away from that. And they've literally sent death threats. Go to the front page of vacinfo.org. You can hear her reading it with Polly Tommy. She's reading the death threats. So hopefully she's still alive. I can't get a hold of her right now. I've been trying to, you know, introduce her to what the healing center over here is going to be, with a lot more flexibility. And I right now have been told she's in New Zealand or something, taking a sabbatical. So I pray for her, and hopefully she'll be joining us soon, as well as all the doctors, because, you know, they're the ones that are the biggest threat to the drug companies, because we all worship them. I worshiped Casey's immunologist pediatrician. She had been to all the third world countries, she said, seeing all these children die from all these vaccine safe, you know, saved diseases. And I gave in to that fear. She told me that Casey would die if I didn't vaccinate her, because I had canceled one appointment because she had a runny nose or something. And the next week I brought her in, and Dr. E was her name, Eisenstein. And she literally was an immunologist pediatrician that screamed at me and said she could have died in this week. Fear, fear, fear-based, instead of having power, love, and a sound mind like we're supposed to have. So that's what they use. They use those fear in this fancy language, doctrinese techno jargon my husband teaches, to get us to move. And then, of course, they keep it all separated. The gist merry-go-round Gary teaches, the neurologist, the endocrinologist, the neurologist. And then they prescribe a drug that conflicts with the drug the other doctor gave you. None of them talk together. They think that, you know, the body runs on individual parts. Gary uses the analogy of, like, you're asking your mechanic what runs the car. And he says, the carburetor. And then the next mechanic says, no, the pistons. And the next thing says, the gas tank or whatever. You know, so they don't realize the body runs together. Every organ, every cell, everything, synergy works together. And they're not taught that. They're taught that we're a bunch of truck parts, you know. And they're just so off base. It's so amazing how deceived they have the majority of people. It just blows my mind. And again, International Healing Solutions, we're so excited that Father's opened this door. We're 1,000% committed. This is what we all, including the owners of the Ixtapa Palace, all of them are 1,000% on board. They had a dad that passed away who Jose was telling us was making his own homeopathics. He hasn't even been able to go into his office, he said, and I think he said 4 years ago. But he had the machines and everything on making his own natural remedies for disease reversal. And I wouldn't be surprised if they took him out, too. I mean, they make it look like an accident. He came into the hospital or whatever they say, and they end up, you know, taking him out. But anyway, so their dad is the one that introduced my husband's wisdom to them. And then their granddad apparently was a huge naturopathic doctor. He was saying that they have his picture at some naturopathic school over here. Up on the wall. So he was apparently a real big natural healing type of physician. So to them, this is a serious matter because it's a family affair, and they're doing it in honor of both their dad and their granddad. And they're definitely on board. They don't, well, Jose doesn't live here. He lives in Orlando, Florida, but he comes over here often. And then Hugo, his name is, he's in Mexico City, which we went and visited last week, to see his office and everything. And it's been a timeshare place, like I said, up until now, 250 rooms, 100 employees already, the staff, the cleaning staff, the chefs, everything's already here. And we're just going to be training them on how to do the juicing for people, how to prepare raw organic meals. My husband and I are going to be here another week, and we're going to go and visit the farms here in Ixtapa and find out, you know, because a lot of them can't afford the GMOs and the bug sprays, but they can't even afford the organic registration. So we're going to find out by talking with them to see, are you using bug spray? Are you putting, you know, pharmaceutical drugs into your animals like they were in Freeport, Bahamas, and the goats when we checked the farms out there? And find out where their heart is and see where we can get the cleanest food, because you don't want to put any type of contaminants into the cells, especially when you're cleaning them up. when you're pulling the poisons out of the cells, when you're trying to get that self-healing doctor working. So we have to find the cleanest of the cleanest raw food. So Gary and I are going to be, like I said, visiting the farms, you know, finding out where they're sourcing their food and getting the purest of the purest to do the organic vegetable juicing. Because, again, as I was saying before, the juicing or cleanse is not just juicing only, just the first 3 days. Gary likes to jumpstart the cleanse to kind of shock the body, you know, into doing a change. You know, him and I do it probably, three or four times a year. We just did it last month. 21 days of just resting the organs and cleaning them up, letting the juicer do your organs job. But then the third evening, because like I said before, you're technically starting the night before you go to bed, the first night, you know, the night before you, the first day. So the third evening, you can have a big raw organic meal, whether it's a salad or if you're a raw food chef. I know many of them that make chocolate cakes out of beets. There's unbelievable vegan restaurants that make all kind of, you know, spaghetti and tacos and everything, sushi, and it's all raw food. Unbelievable tasting stuff, all organic raw food. Christopher's is my favorite place in West Palm Beach, Florida. But anyway, so a raw meal for dinner the third evening. And then starting the fourth day, it's two juices only with the products in our cleanse, the homeopathics as well as the heavy metal chelator and all that, with the two juices. So you can either have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, those two juices. And then one of the meals can be replaced with a raw meal. And then even in between that, you're able to do, raw nuts and seeds, fruit. So it's not a fast. It's not like unless you choose to do it. We did it one time where we just juiced because some of his patients had chosen to do that in the Carolinas, and we kind of had to do it to say we've done it too. And I was blown away. I'll tell you about that in a second. It's very easy, Clint. My son did it for the first time when he was 15 years old. And the second time he did it, he was 17 with his best friend, Noah. And that's the one that Gary and I chose not to eat anything. And I was making them salads and everything. Do you know, after about 5 days, when my body realized I was not going to feed it, you know, I felt hungry the first couple of days, and I would just take a real big sip of my water with lemon and the homeopathics, and it would take the hunger pain away because it's a greed, not a need, my husband teaches. My cells were getting everything it needed in three organic vegetable juices a day. And we were, after I finally got through the first 5 days, I did not feel hungry at all. I was blown away by it. We were riding 4 miles on bicycles to the gym with the boys, working out with weights, because I'm an ex-personal trainer. My husband's ex-Mr. Western USA, so we're very much about exercise as well, the fountain of youth. I didn't get hungry until my son and I started discussing around the 18th day. We started talking about where we wanted to go, what organic restaurant we wanted to go and have our first, you know, clean cooked meal. And that's when my stomach started growling. And I started starving, just to show you the rudder of the ship, just thinking, you know, what your brain says. And then I just wanted to touch real fast before we go, we're almost done now, on the animal viruses. I mentioned I want to go a little more detail on that. I know I've mentioned it on past shows. Something I didn't know, most people in the audience do not know. They use live mediums to make the vaccinations, the polio vaccine, the kidneys of monkeys, the juggler of a horse for the DPT vaccine, aborted fetal tissue for the MMR vaccine, silkworm DNA and insect cells, and E. coli, Dr. Suzanne just told me, in the new pneumococcal shot. Anyway, when you bypass our creator's defenses, this is a no-brainer, people, fever, vomiting, diarrhea. That's the three mechanisms that our creator gave us when we're exposed to something that's foreign to our body. Our body runs fever to burn it, we vomit it out, or we go the other end. They're bypassing his defenses, straight to the bloodstream, injecting not only all the witch's brew of the heavy metals, but also the blood, the RNA and DNA of animals. Now, how sick was that particular monkey? These are live animals, mind you. They're not killing the animals. They're attenuating, doing what's called serial passage and weakening the disease in the kidneys of the monkeys, for instance, with the polio shot. So you extract that live virus from that live monkey, and then you bypass our creator's defenses, fever, vomiting, diarrhea. I mean, of course it's going to cause havoc on the cells. And then what you eat, you breathe, you drink on top of it adds those compounding toxins, your flu shot, your GMO'd foods, the air you breathe, and all the toxins we're exposed to, the radiation of your phones, get ready for 5G, you know, We've got to get ourselves ready and prepared to survive in this world. And everyone is welcome. Like I said, we're not going to put an age limit on our international healing solutions. This is for everyone out there who wants to kick in that doctor they were created with and reverse whatever cellular malfunction they're dealing with. You know, Gary teaches he doesn't have incurable diseases. He has incurable people. If you're not willing to do what it takes and clean up the cells and discipline yourself and give up your vices and make a lifestyle change, you're not going to make it. You're not going to survive these end times. You're not going to survive the agendas of the power that be. But we're going to welcome anybody who does want to be helped. We're here for you. We're going to have a staff making your juices for you, making your raw foods for you, putting you through every treatment that my husband's been, his wisdom has found over the last 30 years. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Praise to our King, King of all kings, the creator of the universe. This battle's way too big for us. And Gary Knoll, Progressive Radio Network, Jesse, and everybody else with you guys. We appreciate you guys so much. And we just thank you so much for allowing us and for, you know, for allowing us to speak this and for doing what you've been doing for so long. Again, we're VIC Fellowship. VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. VacInfo.org is our website. Please dissect it. Our toll-free number is 800-939-8227. We just reconnected that one, and we can also receive text messaging. So 800-939-8227. Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. You can see our show on their website or on the front page of our VacInfo.org website. On the front page, you'll see a little boy flexing his muscles, and on his belly, you'll see our show, What in the Cell is Going On. Thank you, and we'll hopefully see everybody soon. God bless you.